Welcome. Well, you are at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family. And we are so delighted that you have welcomed us into your home. We would love to hear from you. So send us an email with your question or a comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com. And today, we have a very beautiful special guest, and we would like to welcome Laura Meyer. And she is a family trust attorney whose mission is to help families prepare for and navigate major life events. And she has authored a great book and done a lot of research. And the name of the book is called Guided by Grace. It's a Catholic journey through wills and trusts and estate planning. And this great book is available at ewtnrc.com. It's called GuidedByGracePlanning.com. Let's say you have a mother or a father, and Mother's Day is coming and Father's Day is coming, and you know for sure that they have not put their house in order with their finances and their wills and their estate, and even their medical directors, and you need to know those things before they pass. This would be a great gift to give and to say, hey, is there some point in time we can have this conversation? Dad, read the book. Mom, read the book. I would have certainly have loved it. My mom had a serious cancer diagnosis, and we, during the diagnosis, we had to deal with all that stuff because, you know, I think she thought she was immortal. She did. She was invisible. She was going to live forever and ever. But we're all going to die, and we might not like to have that conversation. Is there ever a comfortable time to do it? Well, it's all about stewardship. And so we want to give our time, our talents, our treasures, all our hard-earned money, and we want to do it in line with the teachings of the Catholic Church so that we can be a blessing, not only to ministries, but to our family. And so it's a great gift. Just saying.
Well said. And so we're going to be speaking about wills, trust, estate planning from a faith posture, from a stewardship posture. So plenty more to come. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, today, yet again, we are so happy to have Laura Meyer with us. She is a family trust attorney whose mission is to help families prepare for and navigate major life events. And she's the author of a great book that she's done some great research on, so that it's a one-stop shop. You get this book, you don't have to go here and there. Nobody has to reinvent the wheel here. Guided by Grace, a journey, a Catholic journey through wills, trust, and estate planning. This great book is available at ewtnrc.com. Go to the website. It's very helpful. GuidedByGracePlanning.com. Mm. It will help you get your house in order.
That's a great association that you don't hear. Grace planning. Mm-hmm. Catholic estate planning. It's like, that sounds like an oxymoron, you know, because it's all about legalities and this and that. What's the church got to do? What's faith got to do with this? So just share with us, for the people that didn't hear us yesterday or see us yesterday, just kind of in a nutshell, what the book is about, these various areas, the wedding of faith with wills and trusts and so on, and what's your hope for it?
Yeah, so thanks again for having me back. It's great to be with you. I feel at home with Jim and Joy, as always. So really, Guided by Grace was meant to help families not just understand the legal stuff you need to do, which is very important, and not just the practical stuff, like, well, how does someone find a medical directive? Very important, but also the spiritual protections and spiritual teachings that we have as Catholics on how to make these huge decisions for our families in terms of our end-of-life care, in terms of even down to having a Catholic funeral, what kind of medical care you need, how you leave your assets behind. And so we pulled together everything from the Catechism, the United States Conference of Catholic Bishop publications, the Holy Bible, other resources, so that families now can make sure that they're not going to be the family that ends up in a long and expensive probate court process when someone passes away, with families, you know, being torn apart. They're not going to be the ones who are in the hospital in a crisis, who can't have their decisions made according to their faith. And they're not going to be the ones who realize, oh my gosh, my time has come, and I didn't really think about the legacy I left behind. Guided by Grace is really meant to help educate families on the legal, the practical, and the spiritual, so we truly can live and die in peace.
Yeah. Well, and as a mother and a father, the last thing we want is our children always to all get along, right?
Right.
And
yes.
So here we are.
Isn't that the truth?
A crisis is happening, and you know, we didn't get our house in order. And I would say the best and the worst of us comes out in those times. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's more of the worst. And it could be greed and anger and jealousy. And that's not what we want. We want to leave security. We want it to be done in peace and in order, right? And so what is the worst thing that happens when we don't do it that way?
Well, when you don't have planning, which, by the way, 70% of families don't have their own plan. They haven't done this. And of the 30% who did, they taught it or approached it as a secular task, right? I meet with a lawyer, I sign this form, I stick it in my drawer, I'm done. But when you don't have that type of planning in place, if you have minor children, they can end up in the care of strangers, and a judge is going to have to choose who raises them.
Unbelievable.
And if you're with your assets, all of that is going to have to go through a long and expensive court process called probate, and it might not go to who you want, and it's certainly not going to benefit any of the causes that you cared about. And then if you don't have anything, your medical care might not meet the level of care that God wants for you to have during those very difficult and trying times. And then too, if you don't take time to do this, sadly, so many people are remembered as a wonderful person who left their family with a big mess on their hands. And that was their final act. We don't want the final act to be that. We want it to be that we really, truly took time to plan and created a legacy that will bless the generations to come.
I was going for a walk with one of my sons, and we just talking. He's establishing a family. We're sharing together. And I said, you know, Wes, at my age now, I said, what I'm doing is just, I'm trying to get this house in order so that your mother doesn't have to go down into the basement for the leaks, doesn't have to go into the attic to do things. And our six-car garage has got so much stuff. So I'm just doing this because, you know, I know I'm going to die. I hope that I don't know why.
Not for a long time.
Yeah, right. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to leave a mess. I said exactly what you said. I don't want to leave a mess.
Yes.
Well, we need to relate that maybe even more importantly, because that's an asset. The home is an asset. Don't leave a financial mess, a legal mess, a spiritual mess.
Yes.
And it's just so complicated. And then that mess won't be just for her. It'll be for the children. The missions and ministries that we give to,
you know,
they're things we really believe in. And as I'm looking over our will and things that we're doing, this is bringing me into a better place, you know, greater fullness to it, to guard and protect that which we want to do. And so we haven't done that fully according to the things that you're teaching. And so we've got to take that so, you know, seriously, and so that we're not leaving a mess, like you said, and so that we can, if we know we got an illness, we're going to die, that we could die in greater peace, that we have a will, that we have a legacy we want to leave behind. We have trusted people that could implement this. That's an executor,
nice.
Right?
That's a blessing. Not everybody does.
So we've got to do this. You know, you say, how many people do you think have an estate plan, a legacy plan? What's the answer to that?
100%.
100% of people have a plan.
Yes.
Why is that?
How is
that?
Which means all your viewers who are at home right now with you on Jim and Joy have an estate plan. And that's because if they haven't taken the time to create one, their state has a default plan for them. And as a spoiler alert, which I said on your last show, they are not going to like it.
Yeah, because when you asked the question, how many do you think? I took you, well, mm-hmm. serious on that, because I was just thinking, I think 30%, 40, mm-hmm. maybe. Mm-hmm. Well, and you said 70% don't, so I guess I was about right. Mm-hmm. And then you say, you know, 100%, mm-hmm. the government has a plan
yep.
for your money, mm-hmm. your assets, and what goes on here, and it's going to absolutely drain, you know, mm-hmm. what mm-hmm. you wanted to do with it, because you didn't take the time
right.
to plan it out
yeah.
and do it correctly.
Correct. And most people, I think it's human nature. There's procrastination.
Right.
It's scary to make these decisions. Right. And not all couples are in sync on what they want to do. And that's why I love going back to what our church teaches.
Okay.
Because if you really dive into our Catholic faith teachings on these topics, yeah. they really are so beautiful. And we don't have to rely on the wisdom of me who's been here a limited amount of time on the earth or you.
Right.
We can rely on the wisdom of a God who is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and even loves our own families more than we can even comprehend.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so our Catholic faith really does call us to do this type of planning.
Okay, let's mm-hmm. take you up on that. So what does the church say about mm-hmm. our assets mm-hmm. and the wisdom of the church regarding the distribution of assets? Mm-hmm. How does that work in terms of the
right?
The,
yes.
What I'm committed to, my family, other things.
Right, because I think that's a challenge that we all have, especially if we have kids. It's very natural to want to give your kids everything
right.
and to make sure they're taken care of. You know, and it's like, how much is too much? I've worked with someone who had so much money, you know, like serious money. And he was so afraid to leave any of it other than to this one child. And I thought, you know, how many millions and millions does somebody need, right?
Mm-hmm.
But our Catholic faith can really provide us guidance on that. And I was surprised to learn the teachings. I thought being Catholic, I knew them, and I didn't.
Right.
And so our Catholic faith does not have a hard and fast rule on what to do in your trust or your will in terms of leaving assets. You're not going to find in the catechism a section that says, leave X amount mm-hmm. in your trust here. But instead, what the catechism does is it sets forth these biblical truths in our church's teaching so that we can go in and go, you know what? What am I doing today? And what should I do in my death? What does our faith teach us about our money, stewardship? And so on that note, I was surprised to learn that first and foremost, you know, all of the stuff we keep talking about, our money, mm-hmm. our house, mm-hmm. our garage, all mm-hmm. those things, ours, none of it's ours.
Right.
Everything we have, our car, our brokerage accounts, our retirement accounts, our home, everything came from God.
Yes.
Everything belongs to God. He's just trusting us mm-hmm. as good stewards to do good with it mm-hmm. and to multiply it
right.
And to bless everybody's lives with it. And he does say, look, I know you have families, and in fact, our first obligation, and this is our Catholic teachings, our first obligation as good stewards is to our own family. It is good to take care of our family. But that doesn't mean that everything has to go to our family. We're also part of the Christian family,
right.
the human family. We have to take care of our family as well. What I like to think of as our extended family.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, and that is so important, because assume nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't assume that if you're going to give to the children, will know that you would want to give a percentage to a ministry that you've sowed into and that's been such a blessing to you, all your formation of your
mm-hmm.
Catholic faith. EWTN, mm-hmm. with other ministries that you're involved with, your local church.
Mm-hmm.
Who's asking me for that money? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Are these organizations asking me for it? Do I put it in a line item mm-hmm. in my will? I need to have it written.
Yeah.
I need
yes.
to give a percentage mm-hmm. to my church family, to EWTN or to a pregnancy medical
right.
center.
Mm-hmm.
We've had people on their deathbed mm-hmm. make gifts
mm-hmm.
to the pregnancy medical center.
Wow.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like I'm making mm-hmm. reparation in my final days. Well, we don't have to do it on our deathbed. We can make a plan beforehand.
We can, and we can do it when we think about it as estate planning, what we want to leave behind, and then we could take it a step further and say, Do I want to see this gift in my lifetime? Mm-hmm. Do I want to help those moms in need today as well? And so our Catholic teachings, while it says, yes, be a good steward, you have to take care of your family first, it also tells us, though, once we've met that obligation to care for their physical and spiritual needs, it didn't say wants, it mm-hmm. said needs,
right.
Then we need to reserve the better part, that's a direct quote, for the human family, yes. the common good. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so when I read that, I thought, well, what does that mean? How much does that mean? Yeah. What's enough? What's this? So our Catholic faith does not have a hard and fast rule. We're no longer under the 10% rule. That's, you know, many faiths teach 10%, mm-hmm. Which is wonderful. We should all be giving. But our Catholic teachings are a little bit different. And so it's actually a four-part, very subjective type decision, but there's like a four-part analysis you go through, and then you will know how much is mm-hmm. enough, and to whom, and to how, and when.
Yeah, right. You say proportional, mm-hmm. be proportional giving, you can say what that means. Mm-hmm. Prayerful, mm-hmm. Your distribution needs to be planned, mm-hmm. and it needs to be sacrificial. Are those
Correct.
The guidelines?
Yes, those are our Catholic teachings. So when you go, how much should I be giving every month? How much should I be making a major gift for? And how much should I leave in my trust? You go to this four-part test. First one, is it proportional? That means, is what you're giving proportional to what you have? Mm-hmm. So 10% for, you know, some people, like, right. you know, Jeff Bezos, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe 10% is not enough. Mm-hmm. Is that proportional? Mm-hmm. But you know what? For the single mom who's barely getting by and she has her child with special needs, maybe 10% is too much for her.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
so we're called to have it be proportional to what we have.
Yeah.
And then the second thing is it prayerful? We are not just told only leave your money to my parish. We are told to leave money, which is a wonderful thing, by the mm-hmm. way. I mean, I want everyone to do yeah. that. But we're also called to support important causes, like mm-hmm. the cause that you're, right. you know, involved in and what mm-hmm. you do for all those girls. And so it's prayerful, meaning when you prayed, obviously you felt called to support that cause.
Right.
And you felt called to be in this EWTN ministry.
Right. Right.
And what God put in your heart is going to look different than what he might be calling someone else to mm-hmm. do. So that's where having it be prayerful, where you really say, God, where do you want me to leave my mm-hmm. money? And where do you want me to donate today?
Mm-hmm.
He'll tell you.
Yeah.
Yes.
He will.
Yeah.
He will give you the answer.
And then you have to obey it.
And you have to, that's the hard part. You have to obey it.
But, you know, what are we doing now in terms of not only care for our family mm-hmm. and so on, but we are giving. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're giving to our own pregnancy medical center.
Right.
That's very mm-hmm. close to our hearts, the saving of mm-hmm. the least and helping moms. And then EW changed my life. I mean, I came back to the church and I'm giving now, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. you know, that needs to be in my will, in my estate plan. It's not just like, well, I'm gonna divide things up evenly between my children mm-hmm. in terms of the assets. They'll know that mm-hmm. this is what I give to. So I need to write in it. No, I'm gonna allot this. I'm not gonna assume you know what I gave and what, I want this mm-hmm. to continue to some degree.
Right.
I can't assume they're gonna do what I want done.
And you know, one priest I interviewed for this book, when I said, well, you know, the kids, you give them money, should you tell them, hey, you pass it on? He said, no, that's a gift. When you leave your money to your children, yeah. it's a gift. Then it's what God's calling them to do with mm-hmm. it. It's on us to divvy
yes.
it up from
mm-hmm.
the start on how God's calling us to do it. And when you do go through this four-part test, you know, proportional,
yeah.
prayerful, planned, meaning
mm-hmm.
it's not just throwing in cash when the collection comes along, like do that for
mm-hmm.
sure. But it's also, am I signed up to give monthly mm-hmm. to the church and these organizations? Have I put it in my trust? Is it actually going to happen mm-hmm. when I
and
die?
And is it sacrificial? Ouch.
Ouch, I put that in the book. Sacrificial was when I, ouch, I did. That's what I said, sacrificial, you know,
yeah.
giving. Yes, ouch or oof, mm-hmm. because that's a word we don't like.
Right.
And we, you know, we think of that story of the woman at the well.
Mm-hmm.
She put in her last two coins, right? All yeah. that she had. And at that time, just so people know, her husband had died. She didn't have future financial
mm-hmm.
support. She
mm-hmm.
didn't think that could be replenished, but she gave it all. And when I read that, I realize Jesus isn't asking any of us to do that. He's just saying, could you maybe, maybe give a little bit more today and a little bit more when you go so that, you know, I can do, God can do his work in this world through, you know, the hands of the living.
Makes you close your eyes easier if you have the time to think before you go. That, you know, my house is in order. These are the things that I've done the best I can with this. And I'm trusting God's grace in terms of my estate and how I pass that on. Well, we're going to hold you over again for the final segment, as we did yesterday. We're speaking about guided by grace, wills, trust, estate, and doing that faith base as the Catholic Church directs. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Welcome back, continuing our conversation with Laura Meyer in this whole area of estates and wills and legacy and so on, all faith-based. What's resonating in your heart? We only have a few minutes left, but you want our family to know, so many of whom are soundly faith-based, but maybe not always relating that to these issues and these questions of our assets and what we do with them for our families and for our missions and ministries that we're involved with.
You know, I guess what I would want to tell the families that are with us today is God is with them. No matter what they're facing with that end of life situation that's affecting their family or if they've lost a loved one, God is present in the chaos. And that we are called to be good stewards. We do need to create a plan today that is legal, practical, and spiritually based so that we can truly set ourselves and our family up for success. But as you do that, because I have confidence in everyone watching that they're going to rethink their estate plan and they're going to realize they're not alone. It's okay. God is with them. But as they do that, I want them to then walk out of that meeting with the lawyer when they sign the documents and go, let's start building that legacy right now, today. Let's get involved and help those young girls at the shelter who are in crisis. Let's get involved with our local parish and teach those kids in faith formation. Let's go even beyond our church. Let's go into our communities. Let's roll up our sleeves with other people of faith, people who don't have faith. Same team, same family. We really can not only change our own legacy for the future, we could change the legacy for our parish, our EWTN family, our community. We could change the legacy of the world if we just got back to what God was calling us to do when we make those types of decisions.
Think of that verse, you know, not to store up treasures here on earth where moth and rust corrupt and thieves break in and steal, but invest in treasures in heaven. For where your treasure is, so is your heart. He doesn't ask where your feelings are. He wants to know where your money is. Where's your treasure? Are you investing in heaven? And the only thing going to heaven is people, right? And primarily, is what I'm doing with the little bit I have. I'm not Jeff Bezos, but you know what? Everybody has something. Am I investing in heaven, in my children, in my grandchildren, in the mission and ministries that I have? Am I investing in people with the stuff that God gave to me that's His anyway? That's what I hear you doing. And that's the difference between other legacy planners and you and your organization, is that I keep trying to move you to practical legal things. You keep speaking about the faith. And so you say, because that's eternal. What you're doing with this stuff is eternal. Money matters. And so we're so very, very grateful for that. And we can find out more at guidedbygraceplanning.com. What will we find there when we go?
You're going to find resources for your own family, a deeper dive from the book if there's topics that you cared about. And then also, if you are a Catholic organization or you are a diocese, you're going to find resources there for programming that we're building out, testing right now back home in my Orange Catholic community to really help families do this, because so oftentimes we want to do it, we don't know how to get started. So hopefully guidedbygraceplanning.com and the book will help you get started on your Catholic journey.
Laura, welcome to the EWTN family. Wonderful to have you. so important a reality, so much of the stuff and assets, but it has eternal consequences, what you do with your assets and with your money. And this is one of the best plans I've ever heard, guided by grace, a Catholic journey through wills, trust, estate planning. Go to EW10RC.com and get it. Go to the website. God bless you. God bless all of your loved ones. You're an important part of this family. You're never alone. You're always at home with Jim and Joy. Bye now.